now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, we're going to take a look at something which is people are starting to do already in much with much excitement. Is we're going to be taking a look at the probably most Swiss of sports, skiing. Now, the winter is obviously coming and the first skiing resorts are all gradually opening up. So this is quite good timing. So, Dario, tell us, how did it all start? And did the Swiss actually invent skiing?
Well, no, they didn't. Here goes the first myth. Skiing was not invented in Switzerland. Using long wooden planks to slide down through snow is an idea as old as time itself and has been practiced since the Stone Age, it seems, in different parts of the world. However, it was the Norwegians in the mid-19th century that established skiing, and in particular cross-country skiing, as a popular sport.
So how did that practice then come from Scandinavia to the Swiss Alps?
It was Norwegian businessmen and academics who brought the practice to Switzerland on their travels in the 1890s. However, skiing was popularized above all by a book called On Snowshoes Through Greenland by Fridtjof Nansen, a Norwegian adventurer. In his book, the author described his crossing of Greenland on skis, and the bourgeoisie of Central Europe just loved it and started purchasing what were then called Norwegian snowshoes to flee polluted industrial cities, head to the mountains, and get skiing in the fresh air.
Okay, but I can imagine that they're not actually using bindings and then swishing down mountain slopes with their Norwegian snowshoes, though, are they?
No, really they weren't. It was still more like cross-country skiing that they practiced, not the kind of alpine skiing that we think of today. And to arrive at alpine skiing, the Swiss actually needed a push from yet another group of foreign nationals, and that were the British. Yes, you heard right, Mark. British. Thanks for that. And in particular, upper-class British tourists. They were, in fact, the first group of foreigners to come to the Alps in Switzerland just for the fun of it. And in the 1870s already, they were playing curling in St. Moritz and ice hockey in Gstaad. And when skiing was introduced 2 decades later by Norwegian travelers, they were quick to adopt that trendy new sport too. And then it wasn't long before the son of a British travel agent named Arnold Lund Jr. started organizing the first actual downhill ski races in 1911.
So that was what we now would call alpine skiing. That's when it was born.
Yes, in 1922, Lund set the first downhill slalom, and in 1931, he organized, with a few other people, of course, the first ever world championship in slalom and downhill racing. He is really the godfather of alpine skiing, not just in Switzerland, but worldwide. And to this day, there is a memorial in Mürren in the Bernese Oberland. That's where his father at the time organized trips to for British tourists. And in Mürren, there is this memorial that honors his contribution to the sport and alpine skiing.
Okay, so it is fair to say, because I have heard this before, people have always questioned it and all of that. So it is fair to say that alpine skiing was invented in Switzerland, but not by the Swiss. So that's really what happened there.
Yes, it was a beautiful mix of people from different nations that made it happen, really. Norwegians contributed to the gear and made it cool, and the British added their sense of innovation and competitiveness, and the Swiss were happy to join in and contribute the necessary topography, I guess.
Okay, right. Well, there you have it. Now, the early history of alpine skiing. So, actually, this is actually part one of two, because in next week's episode of Swiss Up, we'll talk about how skiing was turned from a pastime for the upper class into an actual national sport and an important part of Swiss identity, and what the two world wars all have to do with it as well. So, Dario, we'll be having a nice little history lesson on how skiing has changed the world. That's all coming up for you next week.
Indeed.
Right, Dario.
Or Switzerland, at least.
Yes. So, Dario, thanks for that. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.